Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nida daf Memhei. Begin four lines down with the time of the Amud. The Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which we were discussing the different elements that apply to a girl when she's over 3 years old, that then her bia is a bia, that is for a female, and therefore has certain halachas related to that when it relates to the laws of bia. Now, but said the Mishnah, as our Gemara quotes, Pachis Mekam, but if she's younger than three, Kneisen Etzbe Be'ain. It's like poking a finger into the eye, where then it just comes right back, those tears, it's not like it was removed. Hence, therefore, it's not considered an act of cohabitation, which removed the hymens, the virginity. Younger than three is not halachically considered as a bia. And therefore, you don't have all the halachas we mentioned in the Mishnah regarding the laws of a woman. Now, relating back to this halacha, the Mishnah, the Gemara will bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Gemara has the following question, Ibailu. Hani Besulin, these virginity, these hymens, which during the first 3 years that there's an act of bia, let's say a husband with his wife, Mazel Asli, what are we saying that under three we don't consider as an act of cohabitation because the Besulim are remained? Is it that they actually do get removed by the act of bia, but Va'asu they come back? So therefore it's not qualified as an act of bia? Idilma, maybe no, Itsudihudle Mitsadzi. It's from the terminology of tzeda, of being captured. In other words, no, they don't get removed at all with an act of bia. And hence, therefore, if there would be blood during the first 3 years when they have act of bia, it wouldn't be dam besulim. It wouldn't be the blood that comes from the rupture of the hymens, which has blood when that muscle gets ruptured when the first act of bia is done. Ad l'acha gimel, until after 3 years old, when she's 3 years old, and one day after she's 3 years old, that only then does it get ruptured. So the first option says, no, it gets removed, but it comes right back. The second one says, no, it's not removed until after she's 3 years old. Says Gemara L'mayin Nafka, what's the halachic relevancy of which one it is? It's Kegayin Shebal B'Toyach Gimel Matzadam. Where, let's say, a man married a girl with 2 years old, and she's with him 3 years of age, and they have bia, and she has dam. Ubal Acher Shalosh V'Lei Matzadam. Then, when she's over, she celebrates her third birthday, and then they have bia, and they don't find dam. So, Iyamrit Mezel Azli, if you say that, yes, with the bia that she had, let's say when she's 2 years old, then that removes the besulim totally. But it's just that va'asuah comes back, so we're not going to presume that when we don't find dam, that she's after 3 years old, that, oh, she must have been mezana, she had relations with another man, because with her husband she never had since she became three. But if it didn't come back, well, why is there no dam? Shouldn't the besulim be ruptured and that there should be dam? No, because shas hudalei havilu. Simply, there wasn't any time yet for the hymens to regrow because the husband had many relations with his wife the past year when she's in her second year of age. So it just didn't come back yet. But because it gets removed, it just comes back. So we would say that even though we're not seeing dam right now, that's not a sign that she was mezana. Because if she wasn't mezana, then there should be dam over here. No. It just didn't come back yet. But if you say that, no, it doesn't get removed at all within the third year of age. It just doesn't rupture anything. She's too young for that. That itzadihu delim itzadi adlacha gimel, that it doesn't get removed until she's after 3 years of age. So then, now that she's finally three and they're having bia, there should have been dam, what's called dam besulim. Oh, and since she's not seeing dam, ha'achar ba'ala, must have been another man had relations with her after she turned 3 years old, and she's a zoyna, and she should be invalid for the laws of kahunam. My, what's halacha? Now we have a halachic relevancy between those two different options. However, maskvila ravchia bered ravika. He asks that, he says, no, there shouldn't be a difference between both interpretations in the case you just described. Because Uman Lemelon, who's to tell us? In other words, even if you're going to say that, yes, like that option that says that it gets removed within the first 3 years when she has relations, it's just that it subsequently comes back, who's to tell us that there is a delay, like you're saying, that who's to tell us the makas shebetoach gimel in the chazeres la'alter, that even if when there's a wound, meaning the besulim, within 3 years of age, that it doesn't come right back. We're saying that even that option that says that it gets removed, it comes back. So you were saying that, oh, if after 3 years of age we don't see dam, maybe it just didn't come back yet. So therefore we're not going to assume that she's a zayin. No, who's to say that it doesn't come right away back? Shema chazeres la'alter, maybe it does come right away back. And therefore we should have the same suspicion that maybe another man had relations with her, even according to that option too. So that's not a good nafkamin, because according to both options, we're going to suspect that a man had relations with her. So Ella Rather says the Gemara nafkamin, the difference between the two options would be, that he had relations with her within the first 3 years of age, and there was dam when they had relations. Ubal la'achar gimel u'motza dam, and then they had relations again after 3 years of age, and they had, and there was dam. So as follows: iyamet mezel azli va'asu. If you say like the first option, that when they have relations within 3 years of age, the besum get removed; it just comes back. Sahai dam besulinhu. So what was that dam within the first 3 years of age? It was dam besulin. It was the blood of the hymens. Where, yeah, it makes sense because every time it's coming back. So every time it's going to be dam besulin again. But if you say that no, the besum don't get removed at all until after 3 years of age, so then hi, this blood that she's seeing within 3 years of age, dam niduhu. That's not dam besulim, because the besulim are not being ruptured within the first 3 years of age. And if it's going to be menstrual blood, giving her the halacha of a nida. My, what's the halacha? That's a huge nafkamina regarding if he's having relations and is dam, if we're considering her a nida as or not. If you say it gets removed and comes back, so then it was dam besulim, and she's not a nida. But if you say no, there's no besulim there for her to have the rupturing within the first 3 years of age, if she's saying dam, it must be dam nida, where even a one-day-old girl could be a nida. So Rav Chizki says, Tasha Matzvinger right from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, as we quoted, Paches Mekan, a girl under 3 years of age, Kneisen Etzba Ba'ayin. It's like putting the finger into the eye. That is, it's not considered an act of Bia, because the Besulim are not totally removed, as in a regular girl over three, that when the Bia would be performed, that would remove the Besulim. So, says the Gemara, Lomali Lemisni, why did the Mishnah have to say Kneisen Etzba Ba'ayin? That having Bia under 3 years of age, like putting the finger in the eye. Listen, the Pachitz Mekam V'leklum, say, under 3 years of age, is not halachically significant as an act of cohabitation. My love, Hakamash Malan. Rather, it's specifically that an analogy to teach the following idea. Ma'ayin medamaz v'chayzeres medamaz, just like when you poke the finger into the eye. The tears come, and then will continue coming. And that's the analogy. Af besulin mezel azli v'asu. So too, the virginity of the little girl, that it's not that it's not removed. It's removed, but it will continue to come back. And that's what we're comparing, and therefore that's what we're saying, that it's not going to be making her into nida. We're going to say it's dam besulim, and dam besulim, and dam besulim, because it continues to come back until after 3 years of age, and then the bia will remove the besulim. Now, Gemara brings a story related to this halacha, is the term of Lina Braisa. Maisa biyustani, which was a non-Jewish girl, bita shel asveiros ben antaninas, who... She was the daughter of Asverus, who was the son of Antoninus. Shabbos lefnei Rebbe, and she came in front of Rebbe. Amar lo, she said to him, Rebbe, Isha bekamenisus. How old is a woman that can be married? So Amar lebas gimel shon b'yamechad, said when she's over 3 years of age, then her act of bia is considered an act of cohabitation, then she could get married. Or bekamen misabes, and how old could she be to become pregnant? Amar lo, bas yud b'shana b'yamechad, when she's over 12 years of age, then she could become pregnant. So Amalei, she said to him, Anina sasi b'shesh. I got married at 6. V'yilati b'sheva. I actually gave birth at 7. Not like you're saying that you could only become pregnant after 12 years of age. But what she did say, because since Rebbe said that she could get married at over 3 years of age, she only got married at 6. Says, Oy l'shol l'shonim shevati b'beis abba. More than the 3 years that I lost in my father's household, I was already fit for cohabitation the way you say it. After age of 3, I could have been married for another 3 years. But the Gemara asks, she said, not like Rebbe. Rebbe said you can get pregnant after 12 years, and she said she got pregnant at age 6, so, because she gave birth at 7. Says the Gemara, Umima Abba, could a girl really become pregnant at age 6? But Vatani Rav Bibi Kamid Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi taught the following brayos in front of Rav Nachman. Gimel Noshim Mishamshes B'Mechta. There are three women who could have relations with a cloth, which means to say the way to rectify the situation is to have Tashmish, to have married relations with a contraceptive that she shouldn't become pregnant. Because generally that's forbidden because of Mitzizera Levatala, that's considered a sin. But these three women, because of the dangers involved, are allowed to have relations with a Meich. And they are Katana, a minor, Muberes, a pregnant woman, and a Manika, and a nursing woman. Why? So Katana, a minor, is Shemet Tisaba Betamas. She's very young. She might become pregnant, and she will die. So because of that, they're allowed to have relations with a Meich. Muberes, a pregnant woman, shematasa ubaris sandal, because maybe the fetus inside might become a sandal. That is, when the woman is pregnant with twins, sometimes one fetus will push against the other fetus and diminish the image of that other child. As the Gemara says, that there's no sandal, which is a deformed child that of that form, that doesn't have another child, they're pushing against it. So we don't want her to become pregnant again, the way with the possibility, the way the Bryce is describing it, making the child into a sandal. And a manika, a nursing woman, the shema tigmal is benug, because then she might stop nursing her child because of her pregnancy, and viyamis, and then the child will die. So for those three women, we allow them to have relations with a contraceptive, with a meich. Now, veizeu katana, what's considered minor? It's mebas yud alav shana b'yim echad, it's from when she's 11 years old, vad yud be shana b'yim echad until she's 12 years old. Pachis mikan, if she's under 11, then she doesn't have to have relations with a meich, because most definitely, and this is what the question's from, most definitely will not become pregnant. So you don't have to use a contraceptive. Oh, yes, Yisrael can. Or if she's older than that, over than 12, if she's going to become pregnant, she's not going to die. So those women, mishameshes v'aleches, they do regular relations without a meich. That's the Rimeh. The Chachamim, the sages say, no, achazu v'achazu, any woman, even if she's in this, what's called the danger zone, what are being described, mishameshes kedarka v'aleches, she could have relations in the normal way, and she doesn't have to use a meich. From heaven they'll have mercy. Like I said, the pasuk until Hashem safeguards those who are foolish. But one thing is, we see that the meich, which is to protect the girl from becoming pregnant, is when she's 11, between the years of 11 and 12, where then it's dangerous. But younger than that, you don't even have to use a meich, said Rameir. Why? Because she's not going to become pregnant. So you see, you can't become pregnant under age 11. What's she saying, that she became pregnant at age 6? So says the Gemara, same. If you want, you could say, like a pasuk says in Yecheskel, regarding the non-Jews, asher besar chamor and besarim, that the flesh of donkeys is their flesh. I mean, say, just like an animal could have a child at a young age, so too was this non-Jewish woman. And therefore, that's not a contradiction for a Jewish woman that we're saying, which is only at an older age. And therefore, under age 11, we're not concerned, she can become pregnant. Same. If you want, you can say a pasuk in Tehillim, asher piyim dibur shav, regarding the non-Jews, that their mouths speak falsehood, the minim yimin sheker, and the right is the right of lies, which means to say that she was lying when she said that she was pregnant at age 6, because really, like we're saying, under age 11, it's not a feasibility, and therefore we're not concerned for that, for the danger of the Jewish woman, because it's only when she's older, and therefore Rebbe says the safe way is over age 12 to become pregnant. Tanabalun abraisa, maise b'isha achas shabas lefnei Rebbe Akiva. There was a story with a woman that came in front of Rebbe Akiva, and Amrle, she said to him, Rebbe, nevalti b'tech sholoshon. I had relations when I was within the 3 years of age, meaning, let's say, when I was 2 years old, I had relations. Mani lakuna, what's halacha for kuna? Because she had relations with someone that's invalid, and then she should become pasul for kuna. So Amrle said to Ksher had lakuna. No, you're valid for kuna, as we were saying from the halacha of our Mishnah that we were quoting, less than 3 years of age, so I considered an act of bia to invalidate for kuna. But Amrle, she said to Rebbe, my master, Emshulcha mashal ma'adavadem, says, but I'll give you a mashal what this could be compared to. It's not so simple. To a kid, a child, an infant, that they stick his finger into honey. And the gear says, bum. First time, the second time, he screams at them, because he's making his finger sticky, and they're sticking it into the honey, and he's upset. But shlishis matzitza. The third time already, he sees that honey's sweet, and he starts sucking it off his finger. And then he's not so displeased anymore. So too, she was saying, although I was a little girl, I didn't know anything, but I also, even though I was a little girl, I ended up enjoying it. I also tasted the pleasure of znus. So maybe that I am problematic to marrying a kain. Samalai said to her, oh, I'm kain, you're right, psula adakun. If that's the case, then you're invalid to marry a kain. So raha tamidim istakim zibazisru. Rabbi Akiva saw that the students were looking one at the other. Samalai said to them, lamadav akasha b'nechim, says, why is this difficult, this psak I gave this woman? So I'm a lady, I said to him, "K'shem shekalat Torah halacha l'Meishem Sinai." Just like the whole Torah halacha is that our tradition from Meishem from Sinai, kach pechusim ibal shalashanim. So to the halacha of a girl less than 3 years old, k'sher l'kuna, that she is valid for kuna, is halacha Meishem Sinai. How could you tell? Because she enjoyed it, that suddenly she's pasul for kuna. Says the Gemara, you're right. Vavre b'kiva le'amr. He didn't say this, that he said that she's pasul for kuna, that she said that she was time to tamas nas el chad bas tamin. He just wanted to sharpen the students to see if they were going to jump up and observe this. That is to point out, no, a girl under 3, the act of B is not halachically considered valid, and therefore it wouldn't invalidate her for the kuna. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme for developmentally regarding boys and girls as they grow up. So now, the equivalent of the previous Mishnah regarding a girl when 3 years old, that then halachically is considered B for her, By the boy, it's ben tesha shouldn't be a mechon. When he's over 9 years old, that then his bia is considered bia. So shabal yevimta kana, if he has relations with his yevama regarding his sister-in-law who or his brother died without any children, and he has bia with her, he acquired his brother's assets. So even though generally a minor under 13 doesn't have kinyanim acquisitions, here the bia automatically acquires it for him, and he acquires those assets. Now, so although he acquires his sister-in-law, but the inlish get achiyagdal. But if he wants to divorce her, the problem is his brother's kedushin, who was an adult, was a full-fledged biblical kedushin. Problem is, if he would divorce his sister-in-law now, although Yibam acquires her as a wife, but it wouldn't be a bona fide gerushin because he's not a bendas, he's not 13 years of age. So he can't give her a get until he becomes an adult. Now, continue with the 9-year-old, umetama benida. If he has relations with a nida, since again his bia is considered halachically a bia, it's considered like a boil nida, latami mishkav tachtin kelyan, to make the bed that's under him like that which is on top of a zav, which makes it into a rishon l'tuma, not an av, but it makes him into like a boil nida, that he's tamid for 7 days, he has halacha, not just like touching a nida, but boil nida. Moreover, a paisel, if let's say a 9-year-old kuti or a mamzer has relations with a kahanis, so he invalidates her from having truma from her father, because he's a 9-year-old boy. Now, specifically, it's a puzzle, like a kuti and a mamzer, because a 9-year-old Jewish boy that has relations with a bas kain, the daughter of a kain, that you can't say that he would invalidate it from a truma. Because if you'd say because of bias nus, the znus of a kosher person does not invalidate the Jewish kohenis from truma. And if you're going to say but it's because it's kedushin, that now she's a bas kain married to Yisrael, his bia is not kedushin because a minor that does kedushin is not a valid kedushin. So when we say in the case of upaisel that he can validate from truma, that's a puzzle, like a kuti and a mamzer. Now, however, in a machal b'truma, a 9-year-old boy, like for example a yavam, that's a 9-year-old kayin who does bia with his yavama, although like we just said before that he acquires her with that act of bia, but still he's not going to have the power to feed her truma as a regular husband that's a kayin to his wife. And additionally, he invalidates a behemoth from being brought as a korban on mizbeach if, let's say, he has sodomizes the animal. If he engages in bestiality, specifically, we know this because through the testimony of either one witness or if the person himself admits to it. But there's not going to be skila in that case because ma'id b'knas is patur. When he admits to the penalty, he's exempt. And with one witness, we don't execute either. But it would invalidate it as a carbon from mizbeach because it was nirva the animal. And v'niskelis al yada, if we have two witnesses to testify that this man engaged with bestiality with this animal, then we would stone the animal, though it's with only a 9-year-old boy, but his bia is considered active bia to be considered revei of a nirva with the animal. And also v'imba alachas mekol arayis hamors batar, this 9-year-old boy has relations with any one of the forbidden relationships of women that are mentioned for him in the Torah. So mamasna al yada, so those women will get executed because of the forbidden relations they're having with this boy. But v'hu patur, he'll be exempt because he's a minor. But his bia is considered bia for the problem with the woman at having relations with him. Now the Gemara asked regarding one of the opening halachas of our Mishnah that we said the 9-year-old boy acquires his yavama, but we said that he can't give the get until he becomes an adult, because his brother's kedushin was a biblical bona fide kedushin, and it needs a bona fide gerushin, and he's still a minor, so he's not a bendas, it's not going to work. But the Gemara asks, but what are you saying? Look, Shiagdabu, when he becomes an adult, then beget sagila, then it's sufficient if he wants to divorce her just to give a get? But Ratanu in the Brai said that asu bias bentas, we made the bia, the act of cohabitation of a 9-year-old yavam, kemaimer begadl, just like maimer, which is a kedushin that a yavam could do to the yavama, which is rabbinic, or that, but it's not the biblical kinyan of kedu of yibum, but it does work on some level as a kedushin by the yavama, but it's not full fledged, and we made the bia of a 9-year-old the same way. Now ma maimer begadol, just like a maimer, like an adult yavam who gives a quote a kedushin to the yavama, which is called what maimer is for a yavama. The halacha is tzarich get l'mamaroi. First, if he wants to remove this yavama, he doesn't want to be married to her, and he wants to divorce her, he has to give a get for the maimer, because ultimately the maimer made him engaged to her, and he has to remove that. He has to separate that with a get. V'chalitza l'zikasai, and and Emma did Yibum, so he would still have to remove the Zika, the connection of the Yibum, by doing Chalitza. Because since it's not a bona fide Kedushin by Yavama to be his wife, to be removed just with a get without Chalitza, because when he does Bia, that makes her a bona fide a wife. It says Yavoyala. So then all he would need would be a get. But he did Maimer. So to remove the Maimer, you need a get. To remove the Zika, you need Chalitza. So that means to say, Avbi is ben test. That must mean that a 9-year-old Bia with his Yavama also tzar get lamamari v'chalitza lezikasai. You need a get for the Maimer, so to speak, meaning for his Bia. But you need Chalitza for the Zika. So why are we saying that when he becomes an adult, all he needs is a get? You would need Chalitza too. So Maravi says, no, you're right. You're right, that would be the halacha. But what our Mishnah was saying was, as we continue to medveis, mint, likashe yagdal, means that he has to wait till he becomes an adult, and yivel, and then he has bia, that bia is going to be a bona fide, full-fledged kinyan in his yavama, and then if he wants to divorce her, then he doesn't have to do chalitza. Because the pasuk says in Devarim Chavei, v'lo k'loi le'isha, if he does yibum, then he takes her as a wife, once he took her, she's like a full-fledged wife in all purposes, and then the yidin get, and then all he has to give is a get. So you're right, if he doesn't do bia after he becomes an adult, you're right, it wouldn't be sufficient for a get, he would have to do chalitza. We're talking about that after he becomes an adult and he does bia, then all he needs is a get. But again, he can't give the get until he becomes an adult. Now we continue with the next mission, again continuing the theme of the developmental stages. Now moving up, bas with a girl from 3 years old, next stage is bas achas esrei shana v'yamecha. When a girl is 11 years old, nidirea niftaka. So her vows are inspected to see if she knows for whom, meaning referring to Hashem, is she taking a vow, and in regards to whom is she sanctifying something. Now, bas shtei meser shon b'yamechad, if she's already 12 years old on one day, so then nedirah kayam, and then automatically her vows are going to be substantiated, they're going to be automatically valid. Now, ubayt kin kol shtei meser, and the whole 12th year, meaning from age 11 to 12, during that whole year, we inspect her nedarim to see, does she know who it's for? If it is, then it's a nedarim. If not, then it's not a nedarim. Similarly, regarding a boy, ben shteim esri shana v'yamechad, when the boy is 12 years old, so nedarim nevdakin, so his vows are inspected. Ben yidgim shana v'yamechad, when he's 13 years old, nedarim kayom, and his vows are automatically valid. Ubaitkin kosh leish esri, and the whole 13th year, meaning from 12 to 13, is we're going to inspect his vows. Now, says the Mishnah, Koydin l'zman hazeh, before this age, meaning, let's say by a girl, before she becomes 11, and by a boy, before he becomes 12, sa'av b'sha amru, yoydnon l'shem mi nedarnu, l'shem mi ikdashmu, even if they say, the 10-year-old boy says, I know for who I'm taking a vow, and for who I'm taking, being makdash, this thing, ein nedreim nedru, their vow is not considered a vow, vein hekdash nekdash, and the hekdash not considered hekdash, because they're minors, which is not valid. Now, after this age, meaning by a girl when she's over 12 years old, by a boy when he's over 13 years of age, even if they say we don't know who we were taking a vow for and who we're taking hektish, still their vow is a vow and their hektish is a hektish because they're adults. Now, but what do I mean? But they don't know what they're saying. But still, we're not going to consider them in the category of a shaita, of a mentally deranged individual, which, yeah, their neder is not a neder, the hektish is not a hektish, because ultimately, although developmentally they might be a little bit delayed, but they're ultimately going to come to that category of das. Because a shaita is only someone who tears their clothing, sleeps in the cemetery, goes out alone at nighttime. That's considered a shaita, that they're not considered having das, and then the neder is not a neder, and the hektish is not a hektish. Now, however, during what's called teichas man hazeh, during, let's say, for a girl from 11 to 12 and for a boy from 12 to 13, that then it depends. If they know for whom they're taking a neder, it's a neder. If not, it's not a neder because ultimately they're a minor, but there's a special halacha regarding the dharma of mufla, samach, ish, and the Gemara is going to explain this whole topic. Then it would depend if they know or if they don't know. But before, even if they know, it doesn't help, and afterwards, even if they don't know, it's going to be a neder. Now, the Gemara asks on the opening halacha that there seems to be a superfluosity of statements. As the Gemara asks, Lekivin the Tana, once the Tana in the Mishnah already said, Bas achas esri shana v'yamech, when she's 11 years old, nidirev niftakin, that, oh, when she's 11 years old, then her vows are inspected. So obviously, bas yud beis shana v'yamech, when she's an adult, when she's 12, obviously, that then it doesn't have to be checked. So nidirev kayam and lomali, so why do I need the Mishnah to say that, oh, then her vows are going to be automatically substantiated? I know that. That it's only saying when she's 11 has to be checked. But obviously, then when she's 12, you don't have to check it. Says the Gemara, no. Sogadaitach, meaning you would have thought to say that baitkin la'olam. Actually, you always have to check her vows. This that it says when she's 11, you check. That wasn't to say to exclude from 12. Rather, it's coming to exclude, let's say, 10 before that time. That then we don't check because even if she knows, she's still considered, or he's considered a minor. Kamash Malan, that's what we have to say, that no, it's coming to exclude that after 12, that there also, not only that before 11 you don't check because it's not valid, we also have to say, no, that after 12 we don't check because it automatically is valid. But then the Gemara asks, okay, so Vekim the Tani said, once the Tani is telling us, Bas Yud Beis Shana B'Yemechad, Nidere Kayaman, when she's over 12 years old, her vow is automatically valid. So Baitkin Kol Shteim Esrei Lamalei, the third statement that the Tana says, that the whole 12th year, we check, what do you need to say that? You already said that when she's 11, you start checking. You also said that when she's 12, you don't have to check anymore. So obviously, the whole 12th year, you're checking. What's the purpose of saying that? So the Gemara, no, you would have thought to say, since the master says, that Lamed Yom B'Shana Chashuv M'Shana, as we said this idea in the previous Tav, that 30 days in a year is considered like a year. So, Heichad debat kanda lamed, so you would say that once we already checked the first 30 days in her 12th year, meaning after she turns 11, and for the first 30 days in that year, we checked below yad lahavla, she didn't know to explain what's a vow and who she's taking it for. And the reason why I'm using lahavla is because that's the terminology of the pasuk, kiyafli linder, to enunciate a vow. So, emasule livdik, so I would think to say that, okay, so we're not going to inspect anymore her whole 12th year. And we would presume that she's a minor because she didn't know the first 30 days, which is like a year. That's what the Tana is teaching, that no, the whole 12th year, from 11 to 12, we inspect to see if she knows or if she doesn't know. No, but then the Gemara says, okay, but then Velisni Hani Tarti Bavi. So then say only those two statements. Then Bas Yud Bei Shana B'Yemecha Nidder, say these two. Bas Yud Bei Shana B'Yemecha Nidder Kayamen, that when she's 12 years old, automatically it's valid. Ubaikin, call your base and say that we check her the whole 12th year. Bas aches esrei v'yayim echad nedirei nevdakin lamali. Then why do you have to say that when she's 11 years old, then we start checking her nether? I know. From the fact that we say you check the whole 12th year, obviously, when she's 11, which is the beginning of the 12th year, that then you check. What's the purpose of saying that statement? Says, no, itzrach, it was necessary that too. So, you would think to say that stoma, in general, in our 12th year, always, in general, we assume any girl that you have to check her, because that's the age when she might know, she might not know. But in her 11th year, then you don't have to check. Meaning to say when she's before 11. And when she's 11 years old, in the 12th year, you then have to check. In the 11th, you don't. But that's in general. But when you see that she's very sharp, maybe then you would say that even when she's 10 years old, when she's in her 11th year, that okay, in general we say we check in the 12th year. But when we see that they're very intelligent, then maybe then you would check even in the 11th year. That's what I have to say. No, we start checking when she's 11 years old, when she started in the 12th year. That's why it's necessary to say that, to exclude even when she's very intelligent. The Gemara continues asking, when the Mishnah said, why did the Mishnah have to then say, before that age, don't have to check because it's not viable at all. After that, you don't have to check because it's automatic. That's already included in the statements that we said. So you want to know, what would you think to say that Hanamili, when did we say this, that before this age, we presume them to be minors, and that after these age, we presume them to be adults, and therefore automatically is a nether? That's Hechadol Kamri Inu, when they're not saying anything. So then, they're not saying, so then we presume from 11 and 12, but when they speak up, let's say before the age, they say, we know, I know I'm a 10-year-old, but I know what a nether is. Or after that, when she's 14, 15, she says, I don't know. So maybe you would think this, then we would rely on them. That's what we have to say, that no, before that age, it's nothing, and after that age, it is automatically something. Now, talking about another braisa, that Elo Divi Rabbi. Everything we said up until now from the Halacha of Mishnah, that's the opinion of Rabbi. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer says, Devam Hamurim B'Tinoikis, this that we had said up until now, which was the opinion of Rabbi, by a girl, which is that it starts when she's 11 and then automatic at 12, actually B'Tinoik Hamurim was actually said regarding a boy, because he holds a boy actually starts to become more intelligent faster than a girl. And Devam Hamurim B'Tinoik, this that we said regarding a boy that only starts at 12 and then automatic at 13, actually B'Tinoikis Hamurim, that was actually said by a girl. Now, Amar Rav Chizki says, my time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe, like the opinion of our Mishnah, that actually he holds that it's the girl that becomes more, it becomes intelligent earlier than the boy. Like it says the Pasuk in Bereishis, that V'yivin Hashem l'kim es atzela, Hashem built that side part that he, like the Pasuk that he took from Adam, to make into a woman, and then he made it into Chava and brought it to Adam. So what's V'yivin Hashem built? So Malamish Anasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bina Yisera, the word V'yivin is from the word Bina. It just comes to tell us that Hakadosh Baruch Hu placed an added level of understanding Be'ish in a woman, Yisim Be'ish, more than a man. Therefore she has that maturity and understanding, and therefore at 11 already, she's becoming someone who knows, and at 12 automatic, that's when she becomes Bas Mitzvah, and a boy is only later at 13 at Bar Mitzvah, like we see V'yivin Bina Yisera, that a woman had Hashem placed into Chava more than Adam. Now, but V'idach, but Rav Shmuel Elazar would tell you, no, Hahumi Baylik like Rish Lakish. That's actually teaching you a different lesson. Dam Rish Lakish, Mishum Rishim ben Manasseh, the Pasuk says, V'yivin Hashem lekim es atzela. That Hashem built the side, the rib, the side, Asher lakach min Adam le'isha, that he took from man to make a woman. Le'viyel Adam, and he brought that to Adam, to the man. Now, what is V'yivin? So he uses it as a different interpretation. Malamit shekalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Chava. This comes to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided the hair of Chava. V'viyah itzel Adam Rishon. And then in that state, he brought her to the first man, to Adam. Why is that V'yivin? She came b'kracha hayam. Because like in the maritime cities, by the cities by the sea, currently kliyasa b'niyasa, they call the woman who braids the hairs the builder. And therefore, that's what V'yivin means to say, and therefore, it has nothing to do with Bini Yisera. He, to the contrary, he holds that boys are quicker to mature intellectually before the girl. Now, Reb Shimon Elazar my time, what's the reason for his opinion? Where's his source? So, Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, because he says, Mitechsha Tinig Matzah Bebeis Rabbi, because since the boy is by his Rebbe learning in his house, Nechnes is by our Mumas Techilah, so he gets that craftiness and that understanding first, and therefore he holds it's the boy that matures earlier, and therefore he disputes the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, Ibailu did the following question. Toichzman, in that time span, which was saying, let's say for a girl is from 11 to 12, from a boy from 12 to 13, kilefnezman or kilachzman? Is that like before the timing or like after the timing? Now, which before the time means like a minor, and after time means like an adult. What is that middle time? So says the Gemara, my halachas of what halacha? Elin the Dharm, like the halacha of our mission was discussing, it's for vows. So lav kalifnez madami, but like kalachas madami. It's not like before or after, like we explained in the Mishnah. Depends if they know who the vow is for or not, that there was exact halacha of our mission. Ella rather says the Gemara, the question was la'oinshin, for punishments. Mean to say, if let's say in that time of that year, which was the year before Bas or Bar Mitzvah, they brought two pubic hairs, which are usually the signs of maturation of becoming an adult. Because if they didn't bring any two pubic hairs, even after Bar Bas Mitzvah, they're not considered people that could be punished as adults. Because after the becoming that age, it's the primary adulthood is with the two pubic hairs with the Beis Saris. Only after that, when they reach the age and they have the Beis Saris, then they're an adult and then they can be punished. But the question was regarding the year before that Toich Zman, and they have the two pubic hairs, my what's the halacha? Will we consider them as an adult to be punished or not? So Sakash Machalikis, Rav, Reb Chanina, Damit Havai, they both say, Teichzman, Kilefnezman. During that year before Bar Bas Mitzvah is like before the time, it's like a minor, and we don't punish. And although the two pubic hairs, we consider that like as what's called a shuma. It's just like a mole, something that has hair growing on it, but it's not a sign of adulthood. But they both say, no, that year, that middle of that time, which is the year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, is like after. And if there's two sires, then we consider them as adult to be punished. Amar of Nachmi Yitzchak says, and the mnemonic to recall who said what, is a pasuk in Rus. And this was done beforehand in the Jewish people. Now, that context is talking about something else regarding the laws of Yibum over there, of Chalitza. But the word v'zayis, not, it doesn't say v'zeh, v'zayis is the feminine, which means to say Rav Chanina, who his name is like a feminine. Chanina, the feminine usually has a at the end of it. So he's the one who says v'zayis, which is the feminine, which is Rav Chanina. He says lefanim. He says that taizman is kilifnezman, and therefore he won't confuse who says what. Another interpretation is that the name of Rav, who he's the one that says, Kilifnim, which is that's like Lefnezman, in the word Yisrael has the resh and the vase of Rav. So therefore, that would be an allusion that it's Rav, who's the other one, like Rav Chanina, says that it's Kilef Nezman. Or another interpretation is that Rav and Reb Chanina, if you spell it a certain way with a hey, is the Gematria Yisrael. So that would be Lefnim B'Yisrael, that they hold Lefnezman Kalachazman. Now, but must have Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asks on one of these interpretations that says that it's, like we just said, that it's the Kalachar Zman, that they hold Tezman is Kalachar Zman, from the Halach of Amishnah. Our Mishnah said, Achar Zman Azeh, after this time, meaning after they become an adult, even if they say we don't know who we took a vow for, we don't know who we sanctified this thing as hektish, still nedreim neder vektation hektish. Their vows considered a vow, their hektish considered hektish. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now is that, as the Gemara is going to shortly say, that Rav Amnuna is being medayik from extra words in the Mishnah, where, as we had said this idea before, it was not necessary to say these words, as we asked before. What's this saying? We already said that it's from 11 to 12. We already said that 12 is an adult. Why are we saying that, oh, la'achar zman, oh, then it's going to be an automatic neder and hektish. We already know this. Oh, must be to make an inference regarding the laws of punishments. To say, but ha'toich zman, but that time, that during that time, which is the year before, must be, is kilifnei zman, is like before the time, meaning as a minor. Now, the reason why we know it's the deek is telling us, which it's superfluous, it's not telling the halacha itself, which is coming to say the deek, the inference. Oh, but what's before that, meaning the teichzman, not la'achazman, would be like lefnezman, because we're saying la'achazman is la'achazman. It must be regarding punishments. Why? Because if it's regarding the laws of vows, then like we said before, it's not like lefnezman and it's not like la'achazman. Then it depends if she knows who she's taking the neder for or not. So you see that teichzman is kilefnezman. So not only Rava says, to Rav Amnuna, it says, what do you mean? Because again, we're assuming that Rav Amnuna was just saying a diuk. On that, Rav says, a mereisha. Look at the reisha. It doesn't just say, achar zman hazeh, that it automatically isn't that. It says, koidim zman hazeh, before that age, meaning for a girl before she's 11, or a boy before he's 12. Ava bisha amru, even though they say, yoidim anu l'shem in the dan, we know who we took a neder for, l'shem mikdashna, for whom we're making this thing hektish, in a dream neder of inektation hektish. Then the neder is not a neder, and the hektish is not a hektish. Which is saying, only lefnezman is lefnezman. So the dik would be hateichzman, but during the time of 12 for a boy or 11 for a girl, would be kalachazman. And that's what the deek would be telling us for. So you see, contrarily the deek, that the Gemara says, well, you know, that's not the case. Rav is making a mistake. Who saw Rav Amnuna in Mishnah Yisayikadayik? He thought Rav Amnuna was inferring from the extra words in the Mishnah. And therefore he said to him, that the daik may say for late immigration, instead of being daik from the safe, which says, achazman is like achazman, but teichzman would be lefnim. So he said, no, be daik from the resha, that Lifnezman is Lifnezman, but Teichzman would be Lachazman. But says Gemara Velohi, that's not what Rav Nuna was doing. Rav Nuna meguved masnini kadaik. Rav Nuna was being medayik from the actual words of the Mishnah, not from the extra words. That it's not going to be possible to explain it only if she brought two pubic hairs. And even so, and when she's after 12 years old. And even so, we're seeing that the Mishnah not considering her a gadol until Lachazman. So now you can't ask anymore, wait, b'medayik from the reisha, because there's no diyukim over here. Because, as the Gemara had previously explained, the reisha and the sefer, what we said, what we thought was extra, why do you have to say la'achazman and lefnezman? It's necessary to say halachas, we're going to laws in the dharm, that we shouldn't say that when did we say this, that automatic after 12 and definitely not before 11, that's when they don't say anything. But when they speak up and say, we do know, we don't know, then you would think it would make a difference, like we said before, that's why it's necessary. So we're not making the dig from the extra words, but rather from the actual words of the Mishnah itself, which is telling us that only until after, when it's la'achar zman, after she's 12 or after he's 13, that's when you need to have this halacha that they have two pubic hairs in there after that. But must be before that. And teichzman would be like lifnei hazman. Now, additionally, the words of the Mishnah itself are also necessary to tell us this halacha that only when she reaches achazman, then do you need her to be, meaning from 11 to 12, and him from 12 to 13, do you need him to be yodei lahaflis? And if they don't know how to take a neder, then even if they bring two pubic hairs, they're not going to be considered an ish, that the neder should be a neder because of being ishes without haflo, without knowing what their neder is for. But when we're saying la'acharzman, that halacha is not extra, but it's the inference. What we're saying is from the concept must be telling us something regarding the laws of ancient, that we're saying that, as the Gemara explains, And this is how we're revising to understand what's the proof and the question of Rav Nuna. When it says la'achas man, what's it talking about? Either loy Isis Shtei Cyrus, if she didn't bring two pubic hairs, so or he, so katnu. So he's a minor, so why would the neder be a neder? We're not going to presume someone to be an adult, even if they're over age, unless they bring two pubic hairs. And also, we're not going to consider as a neder because of what's called muflus samach le'ish, which is even if you were the year before, we're called teir zman, your neder is going to be a neder because we're talking about someone who doesn't know how to make a neder. So why would we say the neder would be a neder? Elav the Isis Shtei Cyrus. Obviously, we're talking about that they brought two pubic hairs. And that's why the neder is a neder, even though we're talking about someone that doesn't know how to take a neder. Because that's what we said. Automatically, we're saying we don't know because they're an adult. But they're an adult after 13 for a boy and after 12 for a girl because they have two pubic hairs and they're overage. Now, this is the point of Avnon as a continued type of member of Manal. But so the time, the reason is that we're considering it that with the two pubic hairs is the La'achar's man who the Gamr Lele Mil say that when he's over 13 and she's over 12, then with the two pubic hairs and the years, that's when we're going to consider automatically as an adult, which we're saying Hateirzman, Kilefneizman, that must be that, but within the time span, the year before, that even having two pubic hairs is not going to make an adult. You're right, for the laws of Neder, we're not talking about, because that we're saying that that's the law of Muflus Samach Le'ish. But regarding adulthood, we're seeing from the halacha, the Mishnah itself, that we're saying we consider automatically an adult, even if you don't know how to make a neder, because that's a din in a halacha in adulthood. Mufla of you knowing how to make it, that could be even what's called teir zman. But we see that automatically considering an adult, with shanim and the pubic hairs, is only going to be considered when you're 13 for a boy or 12 for a girl. But before that, the year before will be like lifnei zman, even with the two pubic hairs, which is not like those who say that it's la'achar zman when you have the signs of adulthood of the two pubic hairs. Vayit Masa Reb Zera also asks on that and same interpretation. From the Pasuk Mamidbar, it says, Ish, a man or woman, Kiafli lin the neder, which will enunciate to make a vow. So the Brisa says, Matam alam ish. What's it saying when it says man? L'rabbis ben yud gimel shonu b'yemech. It's coming to include a 13-year-old boy. Sha'ava p'sheni de'el hafli. Even if he doesn't know how to know what his intentions is when he's taking a neder, nedarf kayam, automatically, you're an adult, your neder is going to be a neder. So although we said that there's a law of knowing, that's for the teichma, that's for the year before. Born an adult, automatic is a neder. So says Reb Zeir, hey Chadami, what's the price you're talking about? I say Shtei Cyrus, if he didn't bring two pubic hairs, so katnu. So then he's a minor, and you can't include the 13-year-old from the word ish, because not an ish, he's not an adult. An adult is only with two pubic hairs. Elalav the Isis Shtei Cyrus, obviously, and this is similar to Rav Nunez Raya, the way we ultimately explained, rather to my dad, he brought two pubic hairs. And the time of the Ben Yud Gimel be a mechad who the havale ish. And so therefore we see from the Braisa only when he's 13 and two Cyrus, then we consider him as an adult. Hateizman, but if it's the year before, even when there's two pubic hairs, would be kilefneizman, would be like before the time of adulthood, we would consider as a minor. So Zigmar Tuyufta that refutes that interpretation, and rather as we commonly know, that we only consider an adult, a girl from 12 and a boy is at 13, and is two pubic hairs, then they're an adult. But even if they have the signs of maturity of two pubic hairs before that age, even in that year before we're called Teixman, would not be considering them in halacha for ancient as an adult. Yeah, for the Dharm, that's a unique halacha of Muflus Samach Le'ish. If you know what you're saying for in that year before, that's considered neder, but for halachas of ancient, it would not be considered as an adult.